Suddenly, there's another program that's been lurking in the background that gets to operate. In the absence of life, it comes to life. I call it the Rage Monster Program. And the Rage Monster Program has complete access to the petty offense file. So I might be curled up in a ball, or I might be buried under dirt, but either way, the Rage Monster opens in my head, and then it accesses the petty offense file, and it sounds like this. In my head, it sounds like this. Let's try that again. Well, that could be said better. That's not quite as mean as we could be. Let's try like this. And what the Rage Monster does is it takes the petty offense file and it's organizing the petty offense file in the most hurtful way possible, in the most convincing and deadly argument against the validity of that human being's existence. And it just keeps rearranging them. No, we could do better than that. No, well, let's move this over here. And, oh, let's put this in. And then, oh, say it like that. And, oh, bring that one in. And there's, oh, yes. And it just keeps working. And it's like in this loop. And this goes round and 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 round. But it's not me. It's not me. Me is this little tiny voice curled up under the covers in the dark going, help. Help. Please save me. I wish you'd come save me. Please save me. But there's this little teeny tiny voice. And the Rage Monster's going on and on and on and on and on. There's a pretty good chance that you don't even know it. That you don't even know that that's happening to her. She just kind of disappeared. Do you know, but she's somewhere praying that you will come save her. But she can't say, save me, because she doesn't have control of the voice box. And if you happen to come to her and see that she's all out of sorts and have a natural human reaction of being defensive, what does this mean? And then say the words, whatever's the opposite of the magic words, what's wrong now? What I do now? What's wrong with you? What happened to you? Any of those words, it's mostly the tone that gets it. And what happens with that tone and that question is that the Rage Monster gets connected to the voice box. And now, this perfectly formulated attack, and the longer she's been left alone, the more perfectly and deadly it has become formulated. Now it comes spewing out. And all that. It just all now comes out of the mouth the way it sounded in the head. And naturally, your reaction would be defensive. well, wait a second, I never did that, and that, I didn't mean that by that, and I didn't do that, and then I said, when, why are you making a big deal about that now? I thought that was over, and then we're like responding to all the different things that she's saying, and they're still coming out, and they're still coming out, and all your responses are just making her madder and madder, and it's feeding the rage monster. You don't get it, you gentlemen, and madder and madder and madder. And meanwhile, there's this little voice in there going, this isn't it at all. It isn't it at all. I don't know why I'm saying these things. Help. Help. Ladies, can you relate? We never talk about this. Women never talk about it because we all think we're the only one. And we're crazy. We think we're crazy. We're terrified that we're crazy. And when it's come spewing out, you guys say, you're crazy. And then we're devastated because we're afraid that we're crazy. But we can't control this. It just gets hooked up and it starts spewing out. And it's not it. It's not the issue at all. The issue is that my feelings were hurt. And I'm completely cut off from the source of life. And in the absence of life, this terrible monster takes over and says things that I don't mean and I don't care about. And there doesn't seem to be anything I can do about it. Would you like to know how to fix it? Yes.